nós, né? Isso está muito na paz. Eis que começa lá, né? Coisa com o Mate Bia. Eu não era de sexta, você decidiu aparecer a minha irmã, né? Eles davam o filho dele. Era a wonderful privilege of being a pastor of the St. Paul's Church here in the city of Greensboro, amen. North Carolina, I'm really so grateful to be here before you. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to tune in here with us, and we forget we are grateful, and we're going to do our job and do our best to give you what the best says the Lord of this morning, what God has given with us, amen. We just are a group of people here to work on discipleship, empowerment, and accountability, amen. We're going to teach you in this space, and then we're going to empower you, and then we also want to hold you accountable, because we are accountable to the gifts and talents that God has given us. We are a talented church, amen. We're a church that is a hybrid church, a true hybrid in the form that we online ministry, and then we'll meet together, we'll wrestle that, amen, and we're just grateful for this is the space that we're in, amen. We got members all over the place, amen. We got members who live 2-3 hours away, we got one who live a day away, amen. And we're just so grateful for what God is doing here in the space, amen. For those who are connected, we understand this may not be a ministry for everybody, and it may not be a cup of tea, but if it is, I ask that you pray here, amen. There is work to be done. There is work for you to do, amen. As we prepare to do the work of God, amen. And also, as we go forward and it's time to get things in place, you know, as the kids get out of school, you know, it's already time to start to go back to school. As soon as they get out of school, it's time to start to go back to school. So, I want to go ahead and put that out there to our members, amen, that we want to do a big back to school thing for our kids, amen, a backpack giveaway, some community service. You all know that we try to do a couple of community service outreaches a couple of times a year, and I believe that I've been a consultant with God, and that's the one that's come to my heart, that in August, we can do a big, big backpack giveaway, so maybe something like that. Again, I think this is what these plays by, amen, that we service everybody, but for us, amen. The great impact on community is these plays by so thinking that maybe we have a ball and park and we put up a tent and we have our eyeballs and backpacks, amen. So we're going to start talking to you about that and we're start talking about your offline and start to get those things set up right. I know sometimes 3 months away, yes, and it takes that long, amen, to get things in place like that. We've been giving us backpacks and we've been donating, or we have to purchase them, whatever the case may be. But we want to be able to be a lot of blessing to our very simple. So God has us in this virtual space that we are hybrid church, amen. That we know that we meet online, and then most of the time we're able to get together in the physical space, amen, for celebration, and we touch one another, and the Bible says that they are not to assemble yourself together. I believe that the witness needs to be in virtual and also in the physical space, amen. And as we continue to grow in capacity as well, as I do believe that God is going to give us a place of our own, amen. The vision is still that we want to have some kind of like multi-purpose gymnasium type space, amen. That's going to be a blessing to the community, amen. I still believe that's going to happen. But right now, this is the stage that he has as if the God is a strategic God. He just didn't do things overnight, even though he has the capacity to do it. But once he goes back, because we're not ready, he calls us into these things. If God blesses us with a big old building and all these kind of things right now, to be honest, I don't know if we have the capacity to do it. Not that we can't do it. And they crashed and made it up like you gotta have a ministry, you gotta have people who work for us full time and all these kind of things. Amen. You all get what I'm saying? So it's not that we can't, but that we have to play into that space. So as we continue to crash and ministry, we continue to get bigger. Amen. We get more and more people to come on. We got a couple of people who are retired now who want to donate their time. We got other people that started to come and some things are coming together. Just be patient with God. God's got a plan, and as we be patient with him, he'll continue to grow that thing around us and continue to bring it up and make it stronger. Amen. Amen. Also, I want to announce to you in prayer, our prayer. We have a prayer Monday through Friday. We have a dedicated line for prayer. As of this week, no longer we don't have a dedicated line. The same line that you put in to get it in on the broadcast on Zoom is the same one that you would use to get in person. We want to eliminate all the confusion. As I've stated before, the only reason that any line even came about to that was going to be a special thing for prayer, and that prayer, you know, it kept going, amen. Glory to God, and I'm over here, and we have that prayer line, so we want to take confusion out of all of that. So the same link that you put in today to be in the St. Paul's Church, the Zoom page, is the same one that we've been for. Also, that's the same news. Our website is going to get a complete makeover. Amen. Right now, we've already got our things all in place. So, church members, I will be sending you some emails and things. I want you to respond to those and some text messages. And I want you to have some, I'll say, some in the design. This is not being in this church, amen, but this is the safe house and all its members and all you all have. If you're tithing, you give to this church, and if you're tithing, amen, do not say so, amen. So I will be sending out some emails out to you all as the design team continues to send us the time they ask us, because we want to redo our logo. I love my logo myself. But hey, I was like, hey, at this point our plan has been, let's see what you come up with, amen, and I'll put it out to the congregation. So exciting times, hoping that all this stuff can be launched for us, and this is going to be a big one, And that, you know, that we have everything, you know, it takes a little time to get things going, but the guys, you know, clear, you know, my vision, I'm looking for, you know, we often, we talk about our time, we walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes walking by faith, they mean that you see everything clear. And what it means is that you trust God and you take a step and watch this. He undergirds that step. And then you walk out and you take another step and he undergirds that step. And that is walking by faith, amen. It's that, you know, I don't know what you know what. And sometimes, I mean, I gotta do it still. You know, my mind might be, you know, I can't tell you what's in it. My mind is telling me no, right? But I have no sense. You know, I have no sense. And do what we got is called us to do. So I'm excited about the Safe House Church. And then what we get our anniversary in that same time period, amen. So I'm just so grateful. That what God is doing, I think that's what, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, 132, 133, 134, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144, 145, 146, a lot of exciting things coming up. So if you get emails and things from guys that you click on, I'll try to make it where you're going to say, okay, I select this, or I like this, or I like that. And then we'll take the majority of Google that and then put that forward. And then also because of that, then we may be asking sometimes when we get together and get some really clear pictures of you. I mean, it's amazing camera that you want to see. You know, I always do a video camera, but in fact, it's more a camera camera than it is a video camera. That's why these pictures are amazing. I mean, you see this amazing video. Imagine what the video looked like. See how we like to see the screen and everything. So you can see all of that. Imagine how great the pictures will come up in professional hands. So we're going to get all of this stuff, and we're going to take some more pictures, and we're going to get all these things on our website, and we want to put forth a clean representation of God. And also, on that website, we may have the ability for you to start doing an offer on our website directly. You know, we're using Cash App and all these other things right now. And we still want to continue to use those again. We have the ability, again, on our website for you to do that. Also, in this video, you will have to see my Facebook start acting up and kicking us off and all this stuff like you do. And Instagram and all these things, we don't need that. We got our own thing. So our own thing will be integrated in our website. So if you can't get on Facebook or just get the Zoom link or whatever, you can just be able to go to the safehousechurch.com and you can find us there. And now you can be able to tune in right from there. And God did. See, this is the thing. This is why we've been saving our finances and things. Why? Because we need to get enough to get to a point that we can go forth and do these things and do them well. For some people, we only got one shot at it all. You know, some people make their judgment within the first 5 or 11, or the first 9 seconds they see who they make that judgment. And this is why we don't have to be big to do things well. Okay, so that we don't have to be mad to do that well, because if the smaller you are, you can move faster and do some things. And I'm just grateful. And I'm excited about our future. I'm excited, excited, excited about what God is doing. And I hope that you are excited about that as well. So as we go forward on this day, I'm just grateful, grateful to the old next segment of where I'll be. Special guest, if you will. I am a man, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to do. much of, oh, how much we have left in there. So I encourage you to spend that time with your families as you go forward. All right, y'all, let's go into or something with an uncertain outcome. The desire to do something typically accompanied by unease, if you will. The psychiatry is a nervousness or characterized by a state of excessiveness, uneasiness, and apprehension, typically with compulsive behavior or panic attacks. So today, we find ourselves in a world where people are full of anxiety. And this week we saw the unfortunate that someone went into a school and killed many of our babies. We all should aim for that. We all should feel for that. We all should feel some kind of way about that. If you have a child who's in a school, you should feel some way about that. But at the same time, in all our feeling, we feel what a state of no control. Because we put our faith in our legislators to come in and come in with gun laws. We put our faith in our government for them to be able to do things to say, okay, you cannot do this and you cannot do that. And we expect our government and our elected officials to vote the way that we want them to vote in. And polls will come out and say that what 80% or 89% of Americans are in favor of some extra kind of gun control and some other kind of gun law modification. And yet our legislators have deemed themselves not to do anything wrong because of the business and corporations and all these kind of things that keep them in power. So they have to do this and do that because people are slaves to their finances than they are to God. As we read in Matthew 6 and 25, the New Living Translation of the Bible, the Bible says, how can a man have two masters, either he would love the one or hate the other? So man cannot live, but cannot serve both God and mammon. Mammon meaning money. And a lot of times, our anxiety comes from the point that we feel that we cannot control anything. And the truth of the matter is that we don't have any control. I'll be the first to tell you that passion flies a lot. I'm on the plane a lot. And one of the things that get me about being on the airplane is not so much being on the airplane, it's the fact that I do not have any control. See, I don't have the same anxiety when I'm riding in my car. Why? Because in my car, for some reason, I have the first six that I'm in charge. Why? Because I can steer the car and I can control the car. But the truth of the matter is that I have a less in control in my car than if I was in an airplane. Why? Because I don't control if everything in the car is going to function the way that it's supposed to function. Because we take that stuff for granted. We assume that the car, when we turn the engine, is going to turn off. Not realizing that you actually have a bar, literally a bar in front of you, that's exploding gasoline at a very, very high rate. But it's a control bar, and that we feel safe because our cars are driving cars up and down the road, and it's somewhere to put gas in and all this stuff. Not realizing that the danger is right in the face of the mission. But we're okay with that, because we think we're in control. So when I put my phone in the blank, I expect the car to stop. And if the car stops, then I think, what? I'm in control. But the truth of the matter is, when I'm on the road, that's all the drivers I have to worry about. And even in my best attempt to drive, even in my best attempt to go slow, even in my best attempt to do everything that I call, sometimes I call myself to do this, someone else can be not doing what they're supposed to do, and find myself in an accident, and maybe even lose my life. I have no control. So many of us, we go to our jobs and we think, okay, I've done this on my job and I've done that and I've done the work and they're supposed to pay me and I did this and I did that and we come in with a social attitude and say that they owe me this and they owe me that. And the truth of the matter is, you don't control your job. You don't control your boss. You don't control your work. You don't control what they're going to say. You don't even control what they think about you. Because my thought is, if I do what I'm supposed to do, if I go in and do all the things I'm supposed to do, and I say all the right things, and I do this, this is what I'm telling you, I don't play politics. The Bible is very clear, so the motion goes not to the east, the west, the north, the south, but the left, the west, and God. So you can spend your time politicking, you can spend your time trying to put yourself in the way, you can spend your time trying to know where you are, it's just a bind that you got to know what, and that way say the same, that they say so, superior. For so many times we think that we're in control. truth of the matter is that God is in control. And we read the scripture in Romans, verse 5, that God is telling them, and he's speaking directly to the Gentiles, that you and I. Now, we don't control these things. In fact, you're here because he's allowed you to be here. You have to know that many times that you and I, you're not causing you up and down the road and nothing happens. The times that you're on an airplane and nothing happens. The times that you stand in your house, what you show this and just falling in on you. It can happen. What keeps the glass in this open up a big sinkhole and your whole house just falling down in it? It can happen. Why keep the living coming in the Lord giving you a placement? It can happen. And all these things that we feel anxiety about, why? Because these are things that we worry about because we know the possibility exists. But I also need to know, in contrast, that our God exists. And he's telling us to say no to his God. Why? Because we think we have this false sense of security that we built ourselves. We have this false sense of security thinking that I've done this, and I've set this, that I can control this, and since I can control this, it should go the way that I should go in the way me and this, all this, and all the of this, and what happens when the fire's watching? What happens when it doesn't follow a natural law? The fire is nervous. When the fire knows. Natural laws, right? Anything that defies a natural law is a miracle. Because it didn't follow the natural law. They call it werewolf. Natural law tells us that limbs you might hold back, you're not a lizard, you might not hold a tail back. But if you have to hold a hand back, that's a miracle because it defies the natural law. It's against it. It happens anyway. Now I know, and I want to speak to this church, but I want to be very clear as I speak to this church that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given the spirit of love, power, and sound mind. And I know it's really easy in this season because of everything that's going on with my school being in that school, to be sure. When I walk into this team, there's somebody going here to go nuts. And therefore, we get out there and we get out ourselves in the field with coronavirus take over my body. And what about that? I'm not going to allow this, but I'm not saying, pray and make that peace wisdom. For wisdom is key. It's a possible thing. However, you won't do it to the point, and you won't do it to the point that you won't do anything and everything that you said. Now, you're literally worry yourself to death. The Bible said, and the Bible said, can one man add one cubit, meaning that you will add height to yourself by one. And we worry ourselves so much because of everything else that's out. If you notice something about me, I'm curious. Time to take you off. The Bible said that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. What are you hearing? How do you say no man's eye? Number one, watch what you hear. Now don't take us right back now. Put it in the chat. Watch what you hear. If you hear enough of this wrong stuff, if you listen to enough of the wrong stuff, if they say you are what you need and what your spirit is beating the whole stuff is what you haven't seen to see to become. If all you hear is fear of rejection, all you hear is boom and boom, if all you hear is the stuff, then what? All this stuff is deep in your spirit, and it's self-help, it starts to grow, and when it says boom, and it starts to grow, and it starts to grow, it produces fear, and when it starts to produce fear, now you're in trouble. And now with me, it's not watch what you hear. Some of you can't talk to anything about it, but you always talk to some nonsense. We are always talking doom and gloom. Some of you cannot tell, they're not talking faith. We're talking about what is not going to happen and what is happening, this is happening, how this is going to go. And I sometimes I have to watch myself too. Because it's very easy to get caught up in that way because it's the spirit of the day. And the spirit of the day says, oh my God, what else is happening? Oh, they say everybody's walking out of guns now. Because everybody's fearful. And they say, I use wisdom. But we don't walk in the spirit. Alright, what if, and then you spend your whole life not doing anything because you're thinking, what if, and then life passes you by, and then you want to go back and say, what if, and God said, I gave you this, and I gave you that, and I put you in position there, and I put you in that position there, and I give you authority, and I give you gifts and talents. So number one, watch what you hear. You told him, he said, look, what you think if I don't feed the birds in the air and they have nothing to do? What do you think I'll do with you? We thought about the birds. In fact, he's given us the Bible saying in Genesis that he gave us what dominion over anything that walked upon the earth. And if we have dominion over anything that walked upon the earth, then certainly he's given us the power to conquer. So watch what you hear. So we say no to that. Second point, if I have a second point for you indeed, watch what you see. Because see, through these eyes, so the Bible says that the eyes are what they lead to the soul. And what we know about a lamp has two things. A lamp has, it has a light, and it has what? It has fuel. The Holy Ghost should be fueling you. And if the Holy Ghost is fueling you, then there's a fire that's being kindled inside of you, and that fire is growing, that fire is getting bigger, it's getting better, and that fire is growing. And yet, you can put your fire on what you watch. Feeding into your eyes, because what you're feeding into through your eye gate now becomes part of your mind gate. And the Bible clearly says, let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. How can I wear what's doing my mind gate? Simple. See, what you see, you and I, we don't really see. What we see is just what reflections of light. Scientifically, they told us that we have colors and eyes that gives us color and definition and depth and all these different kinds of things. And therefore, what our minds interpret these light images and put them together for us. So if your mind is not light, your sight will be light. You can have eyes, and they have the optical part in the back of your mind that interprets sight, and you still won't see. These things are just what? Windows. And this is why the Bible talks about it's a window to the soul. Because where is that soul? The soul is in that mind. It's in that mindset is where it starts. Because when you start seeing these things, then what? It puts it in your mind. You see turmoil. You see. You start, I'm not saying, don't let my life. Say, no, you should be very aware of that. But you know what I'm saying? It's success. Someone spent way too much time in front of that TV, seeing these things and hearing these things and reading these things on Facebook and reading these things on Instagram and all this kind of stuff. Then you wonder why you can't sleep at night. Because now all these things are inside you and it's staring anxiety. Staring anxiety. So put that in the chat for me. Watch what you see. Because we're saying no to anxiety. Watch what you see. So now watch what you hear. Watch what you see. Number three, I want to give you today is watch what comes out of your mouth. See, sometimes our mouth, the Bible said that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We can speak stuff into existence. We really have the power to be able to speak things into existence. He told us that whatever you bind here on the earth, that I will bind in heaven, whatever you lose in earth, I lose in heaven. So every time you say something bad, every time you say, oh, man, I'm going to this, and I'm going to it, what you've done is you've just given the enemy the permission and the atmosphere that you're going for, and do what you want to do because you say it's okay, and I've already told you that you've had authority. And if you have the authority to say it, then what comes out of your mouth becomes true. Don't you know you can prophesy to yourself? You should be prophesying great things. My family's going to be great. My finances are going to be great. We're going to be wonderful. We're going to be happy. We're going to live well. We're going to be prosperous. That means that trouble's not going to come. But watch what you say. And I'm learning that every day. So why don't you bring the chat? Watch what you say. What you say can bring anxiety on you. What you say, you already spoken to this, but you step in that thing, you walk in that thing, you believe that thing, and then you come into a negative. No, not going to happen. Now, all the things that we did, all the things we did to go through, all the things we did to do, you just can't know what you say. So as you watch the people around you, you watch what you hear about, because other people are saying negative things that feed to you. So you have to watch that. I'm watching what I see, I can't see everything. At some point, I'm going to learn shit in his life. Because it's going to be, you do not understand how much power that you have over this shit. When you have the Holy Ghost down inside of you, you literally have the power to speak things into his ear. This is why we can pray for the sick and then come back, because we have the authority of Jesus Christ in us, and because we have the authority in what he has it. So what I'm saying is, we have to watch what we say. How many of you sometimes you say some things that, and you say it in passing, and sometimes you get to the point that you just say it so long, you just kind of say it, not even realize you say it, and what you're really doing is that you only fold on this thing in your mouth, because every time you say it, watch this, every time you say it, you heard it. Mm-hmm. And every time you heard it, you brought it to manifestation, but now you're starting to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had forgiveness example before. Like, I went to the store, you go buy a rent car, like, and nobody else has this rent car. And when I bought this rent car, I bought it because nobody else had it. Then all of a sudden, as soon as I leave with that rent car, I know it's on the street. Everybody has the same rent car I have. And the only reason I want to buy a rent car is because nobody else had the rent car. That's why I thought I'd be unique, and I'd be going on this particular rent car. And the truth of the matter is, then, being the last thing going on with this rent car is that these rent cars always existed, but they were not a part of my atmosphere, so I did not want to pay attention to it, and since I didn't pay attention to it, it did not bother me. But now that I have a rent car, what happens? And to my same rent car, I still need to have one more. It seems like the rent car is the same car I got. That seems like everybody has the same rent car I have. How does this translate? How does this connect? Because when you start to speak this thing, and you start to hear this thing, and you speak it, and you hear it, you start to manifest it right through yourself. And now all of a sudden, everything that you say, you start to see. Now, it doesn't mean it does not exist. No. I'm telling you, all these things exist. But I'm not about this. The Bible tells us that we're in the world, and we're not of the world. So yes, these things are happening today. But you and I don't live by the same rules. Because it's all about the city first, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. And all of these things will be added unto it. Why? Because we live in his world. Not their world. We live in his kingdom. And not in their kingdom. And their kingdom is based on what they say, and what they see, and all this in God's kingdom says, no, don't say anything, don't see anything, don't listen to them unless you listen to me. Do as I tell you, don't have to do what seek you first the kingdom of God. And you know what? All of these other things, then they're simply other than just kingdom of you. See, we have to remind ourselves, brothers and sisters, that we're in the world, in it, but not of it. We're in it, but not of it. So these things, do I see these things happen? Yes. Are they there? Yes. But I'm in the world, not of it. So I see these things differently. I see it as a sign of the times. I see it as God saying that, no, that these things were going to come, and that the end was not going to get. But I also see it as he said that he's going to be raising up the people. That he's going to put a standard, you know, around us, and he's going to keep us and protect us in the air, so all these things are going to come. All these things are going to happen. And people are only looking at us with a sense of jealousy. Be ready. Why does it seem like nothing ever affects her? Why is it it seems like nothing affects him? It's not that it didn't affect me, brothers and sisters. It ain't not that it's not a way call. But because I don't give punish to the situation, I don't acknowledge the devil in his mess. But God keeps me focused on what's important right now. And I give me this one. See, sometimes I want to stay focused on all this other stuff that we miss God's goal for us. We miss what we have, because the truth of the matter is, these bad things are happening, and things are happening. But what is he doing? You're not saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing up for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're still opening up doors.
Mm-hmm.
Your bills are being paid.
Mm-hmm.
You're still eating.
Mm-hmm.
You're still buying away for gas in your car.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are still happening. You're still not about any profit, but you're still here. And you listen to somebody else and all that stuff, they're having all messed up. Ready to go back and kill yourself. This is why people killing themselves, they have no hope. For God tells me that the hope that faith is the substance of things hoped for, yet the evidence of things unseen. So that I must have some hope. And I'm telling you that anxiety drives you up that hope. Why? Because you're at ease and you're not even looking for a good outcome. You're looking for the worst. So they come in and tell you the world that you lost your job. Knowing God has someone else better for you. Or something you don't tell you other situation you think about anyway. If they come in and tell you, well, you don't have the greatest health right now, just know that God can still heal you. And now you're gonna get another opportunity to show his power strong. We gotta start getting out of this being pessimistic to look to the optimism of the spirit. Where no anxiety is. We refuse to live in anxiety. They're at ease in this world because they told me that tomorrow's not mine anyway. It belongs to him. And I'm here because he allowed me to be here. If you hear this morning, you're here because he allowed me to be here. You could have died in your sleep last night. You could have stopped leaving. And I'm not going to create a shooting. You can be walking around and just fall out. People do it all the time. I've had a couple of relatives. He's gotten into politics in the last 2 years. Two or three of them. Found one in Baltimore, found this in the Dallas, found another one in Fort Benning. Hope just stopped. It can happen. So why did it not happen to you? No reason. You didn't take care of yourself. You got all these other things. You got all kinds of stuff in your body and all this kind of stuff. So why did it happen to you? Because you guys just hang on to you. And we don't live with that anxiety. We don't live in that space. Do not mean that these things are happening. I'm saying praise on the chest as well as the righteous. And I tell people all this all the time. Yes, these things are happening, but you know what the difference is? He's giving me an umbrella. So when it's raining outside, yes, it's raining, brothers and sisters. But I'm not getting wet. There's a difference. We're in the world, and not out the world. You're in the world, not out the world. Change your mindset. I'm in the world, but I'm not out the world. Yes, gas prices are going to be collected in my car yesterday. $118. But you know, I look in the bank account. That's $118 to take care of it. Do you see what I'm saying? So, if you continue to listen to what they say, all gas prices, these gas prices, that, and then all of a sudden, God is blessing you with a raise. Or you got some side hustle, or you got some unseen money, or you got some stuff in the floor, and you can do it, he takes care of you. What do we mean when we first start? They say that the birds and the animals, they don't want money, they don't want to come, they don't want to mine it, they go on because they have me follow to together. And it's all he asked them to do is that one thing. What did he ask them to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So, I ended up watching that, you know, last week I pissed you off, calling what you know. And I was very intentional about that message. Why? Because somehow along the line, and I am included in this, I'm not putting it, somehow along the line, we've gotten off. Not that we were living in sin, no, because y'all don't need to do that. But sometimes we can kind of lose our way. And sometimes we have to do this thing real life. Think about when you cough. See, I've been working on a couple cars in the past couple of days. Everything about a car, car drives, and you can go out of all that. No, the alignment can be what we call off. When a car goes straight, yeah, you have to work more harder than if the car goes straight, right? You have to continue to work, adjust, and be aware. If it's off a little bit, you know, you're going to be right. In fact, you want to be left, you want to be right. And if you still drive the car still doing what it needs to do, it'll get you right. But like, in time, if you don't do something about the alignment, what it does is it starts to work. Wildway at your slowly. It starts to wildway at your tires. If you tone in too much, then where's the outside of your tires? If you tone out too much, then where's the inside of your tires? So what they have to do is they what they call an alignment. And every now and then, brothers and sisters, we have to do our spiritual alignment. And what do you mean by spiritual alignment? Just to make sure, okay, I'm not moving, no, I'm not doing stuff. But I need to be in alignment. I'm not even doing that. I'm too flat in. Or I'm too flat out. And we all get tired. We can't even worry about that. I get money. I believe that's part of the reason I got sick. I just been going. And I'm learning to be more strategic than that because I'm not letting this thing kill me or take me out before it's time. So that's why we're doing some things differently. This is why you are getting some more silence and things. But we're at a point now, church, we're about maturity. And it's time for you to take on some of this work. And we can carry this load better together. If y'all want to think I can be here. Amen. There's some things going on in my body. Also, but this is our work, not my work. This is our work. And we're working this together. And I'll put my children to the projects like we can do it together. And we're able to do it together. And I'm saying, yeah, but that'll look like 2 or 2, that 10,000 of flame. What if we have a whole church having a whole flame? And this is what he's calling us to. So what we have to realign. So when we say no to anxiety, what I'm saying is, realign yourself. All you're asking to do is what seek you first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be answered. So it's really easy. In the day that we got this with the kids, and we got that with the job, and we got this with our health, and we got this with coronavirus, and we got this with monkeypox, and now we got this with shooting, and we can get what our alignment. And when I was telling you guys, David was out there, and David went, I can't use all this, I'm doing what I know. I know the slingshot. So if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with a slingshot in my hand. That's what David decided. And I'm telling you all today, I know the blood of Jesus. I know speaking in tongues, Holy Ghost, feel, fire, baptize. That's what I know. And I know it's not let me down. I know it's brought me this far. I know you're not bringing me this far to me. And I'm here to allow you to bring me this far to me. So go with what you know. What got you here? And what got you here was what?
I'm not going to be able to do that.
my soul. I did not think my saint God's church would go to where it is or where I am to go. And his invisible powers to me as he gave us himself to get me and me and me. Now that, here we are. Into it. Because all he told me to do is what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things shall be added unto you. Say no to anxiety. God bless you all, love you all. I hope that this message has found you well and found you in a good time in your life. Thank you for speaking and saying no to his life. No, he's got you. Don't worry about it. There ain't nothing you can do anyway. You do your part and get out of the way. Do what he say and get out of the way. Do what he called you and get out of the way. All I know and get out of the way. Say the things you want to say and get out of the way. Move out of the way. He will get in the middle. You will get out of the way. God bless you all. I love you all. You all have a tremendous, tremendous morning that we can all get down into this little appointment and small appointment. I ask the Holy Spirit to offer all of our souls to God and give us more prayer, more prayer of faith in you and protection of you. Lord and Father, we come to give you all the mercy and thank you. Lord, thank you for this amazing mercy service that you give us such a great. Would you ask that you continue watching the kingdom people of God? Would you feel like give us the spirit of fear, the word of power, and the sound of mind, O God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are Kabbalah? Would you just say no to anxiety, O God, and say no to anxiety, O God, these things that we cannot control, these things that we cannot do, these things that we cannot find. But we know that you are more than you can, and we just honor you for that. God, we praise you, pray for that, Lord, we give that God, we honor you, Lord, God, we praise that Jesus, the God of all your fortunes, and yes, Lord, we can respond to you, Lord, we can love you. Father, as we continue to help us as we go forward, O God, but do your way and do your way. Lord, you can go in your house and go to sin, your house and say, Lord, all your house and open the prayer, all your house and pray, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, we love you. All the heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, would you help us to go forward, O God, be what is it you have to do, what you can do, what you have to do, what you can do, what you have to 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 do, what Minds and my hearts, my souls, my spirit, Lord, your worship, and thank you. And I just continue to help you people as we go forward on this day and all this day to do all that you're supposed to do. And we ask you to do all the things that all this day powerful energy is for. We know this one thing, and we know this to make sure that we are clean and not by sight. And again, thank you to all our veterans that we know are part of the Saint Paul's Church in Boston. Thank you for watching us by telecast and listening to us on the podcast. And thank you for your service and your support.